And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate has passed $95 billion in war aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, sending the legislation to U.S. President Joe Biden after months of delays and debate over how involved the United States should be in foreign wars. Both Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell talked about what this says about American resolve. First, Schumer.
Finally, tonight, after more than 6 months of hard work, and many twists and turns in the road, America sends a message to the entire world. We will not turn our back on you.
And McConnell.
For months, our friends have watched to see whether America still had the strength that won the Cold War or the resolve that has underpinned peace and prosperity, literally, for decades. Our enemies have tested whether the arsenal of democracy is, in fact, built to endure. Well, tonight, the Senate will send a clear message.
President Biden is expected to quickly sign the legislation and start the process of sending money to Ukraine. It would also send $26 billion in wartime assistance to Israel and humanitarian relief to citizens of Gaza, $8 billion to counter Chinese threats in Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. The United Nations is calling for a clear, transparent, and credible investigation of mass graves uncovered at two major hospitals in war-torn Gaza that were raided by Israeli troops. A U.N. spokesman said Tuesday that credible investigators must have access to the sites. The U.N. human rights chief also said he was horrified by the destruction of the hospitals and the reported discovery of mass graves. The U.N. human rights, it's called for, and a